Hello, Hoosiers. This is Congressman John Hostetler, and you are listening to my weekly report from Washington. This week, Congress has passed some good legislation. We passed a bill that bolsters national defense, another one that protects both children and the right to life, and a bill that gives communities the tools to preserve public expressions of our nation's religious heritage. In the Department of Defense Appropriations Act, I'm proud to report that we were able to secure nearly $5 million for projects at Crane Naval Surface Warfare Center and Crane Army. Team Crane has a national reputation for excellence, and these funds will help Crane continue their great work in the areas of ammunition outloading, critical interconnection technology, and advanced battery technology. We also passed the Child Custody Protection Act, a common sense bill that will protect minors and unborn children. Many states like Indiana have laws on the books that require parents to be notified when a minor is intending to have an abortion. Since parents have to sign off on a field trip for school, or to allow their child to get aspirin from the school nurse, it only makes sense that they should know when their child is planning to undertake a dangerous procedure that not only ends a human life, but is potentially dangerous to their daughter. Indiana has a common sense law like that. Unfortunately, some states don't have any parental notification laws, and therefore some minors are taken across state lines to have secret abortions. This is dangerous and risky. And the Child Custody Protection Act makes it a federal crime to transport a minor across state lines to have an abortion with the intent of evading parental consent or parental notification laws in that minor's home state. That just makes sense. Finally, I'd like to talk to you about a bill I introduced, the Public Expression of Religion Act, or PERA for short, because I'm deeply concerned about our religious freedoms in this country. You see, the American Civil Liberties Union and other like-minded groups believe that a veteran's memorial with a cross on it or a prayer at a high school football game violates the Establishment Clause of the Constitution. They argue that our Constitution guarantees freedom from religion. The truth is, the Constitution guarantees freedom of religion. Freedom from religion, as defined by groups like the ACLU, means essentially that nobody should ever hear a religious word or see a religious symbol anywhere in a public place. No Ten Commandments, no Christmas trees, nothing. That's why the ACLU told the County of Los Angeles that they had to remove a tiny cross on its county seal that has been there for decades. That's why the ACLU told a U.S. military base that they had to kick a Boy Scout troop off of their property. The ACLU argued that as the Boy Scout pledge has the word God in it, it violates the Constitution. And that's why they have attacked veterans' memorials across the country, because many of them have religious symbols on them, like the crosses at Arlington National Cemetery. The ACLU has used a law that was established to protect those who actually have their constitutional rights violated to instead bully those communities who believe that religious words and symbols are a part of our American society. The ACLU has used the threat of attorneys' fees to intimidate communities into complying with their demands without defending themselves in a courtroom. Given that people came to America in the first place to find religious freedom, this is not what the Founding Fathers intended when they crafted the Establishment Clause. That's why I introduced the Public Expression of Religion Act. I believe that our communities, like the brave folks in Gibson County, should take their cases to court and let a judge decide. And that's why the American Legion, America's largest veterans group, made it clear to members of Congress that it was important to pass my Public Expression of Religion Act. PERA gives communities the tools they need to defend the symbols and expressions of our nation's rich religious heritage in the sunlight of a courtroom before a judge, rather than being settled as a result of coercion behind closed doors due to financial threats from the ACLU. I am proud to report that the Public Expression of Religion Act passed the House this week with a strong bipartisan vote of 244-173. Our religious liberties in this country are precious, and communities need to have the right to defend those liberties. If you have any questions about this or any other legislation, please feel free to visit my website. The address is www.house.gov/Hostetler. You can also send me an email. My email is john.hostetler@mail.house.gov. Finally, feel free to call my office at 1-800-321-9830. This is Congressman John Hostetler. Thanks for listening.